为什么我们的孩子从小学到高中
？Why do our children go from elementary school to high school？
甚至大学，作业都多得惊人。
Even more surprising is that even college assignments are so many。
这不是一个孩子吃不吃苦的问题。
This is not a matter of whether a child can or cannot endure hardship.
也不是老师负不负责的问题。
This is not a matter of whether the teacher is responsible or not.
它背后是一整套非常清醒、非常理性的社会运行逻辑。
Behind it is a very clear and rational social operating logic.
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我是海林。
I am Hailin.
我们先把一个常见的误解拿掉。
Let's start by clearing up a common misconception.
如果作业的目的真的是为了学习和成长
，If the purpose of the assignment is really to learn and grow,
那他至少应该让孩子理解、思考。
At least, he should make the child understand and think.
产生差异和反馈
，generate differences and feedback。
但现实中，大量的作业并不追求理解。
However, in reality, a large amount of homework does not require understanding.
他追求的是数量
，He is pursuing quantity，
速度
，speed，
标准
，standard，
答案和持续输出
，answer and continue output。
这说明了一件事儿，作业的核心目标。
This indicates one thing, the core objective of the assignment.
从来就不是让人学会。
It's never been about learning.
而是占用时间。
Instead, it occupies time.
当一个孩子的课余时间。
When a child has free time.
精力。
Energy.
注意力被高度填满。
Attention is highly filled.
他就没有多余空间去发展判断力。
He didn't have enough space to develop judgment.
好奇心和自我节奏。
Curiosity and self-paced learning.
而一个没有时间思考。
And a time without thinking.
我是谁
？Who am I?
我想要什么的人是最稳定。
What I want is someone who is stable.
最好管理的
，the most manageable。
这并不是阴谋
，this is not a conspiracy，
而是系统选择
，instead it's a system choice。
在一个人口密集
，in a densely populated，
竞争激烈
，competitive，
资源分配
，resource allocation，
高度集中的社会里。
In a highly concentrated society,
最大的风险从来不是孩子不够努力
The biggest risk is never trying hard enough,
而是孩子太自由
Instead, the children are too free,
太不可预测
Unpredictable,
作业本质上是一种最低成本的管理工具
In essence, homework is a low-cost management tool.
不需要理解
No need to understand
每一个孩子不需要因材施教
Every child doesn't need individualized instruction
不需要承担个体成长的责任
Do not take responsibility for individual growth
只需要布置检查
Just set up the inspection
排名学生自己做家长
Student self-assessment.
监督，老师只负责结果。
The supervisor is only responsible for the results.
系统则获得了一条非常稳定的控制链条。
The system also obtained a very stable control chain.
所以你会发现
So you will find that
作业真正训练的不是能力。
The real training of a job is not about skills,
而是一种极其重要的社会适应能力。
And it is a very important social adaptation.
在不理解意义的情况下
without understanding the meaning,
长期的、持续的执行任务。
Long-term, sustained execution tasks.
这对未来进入高度消耗型结构的人来说是非常实用的。
This is very practical for those who will enter highly consuming structures in the future.
再往下
Further down,
你会看见越临近升学节点，作业越多，越疯狂。
You will see that the closer you get to the academic year, the more frantic the assignments become.
因为在这个体系里
Because in the system,
筛选永远比培养重要。培养
Screening is always more important than cultivation.
需要资源
Need resources.
需要耐心
Patience is needed.
需要专业的判断筛选
requires professional judgment and screening.
只需要压力和时间
only pressure and time.
大量作业的作用是把能承受高强度消耗的人留下来。
The purpose of a large amount of homework is to leave behind those who can withstand high intensity consumption.
把承受不了的人提前挤出去。
To get rid of those who can't bear it.
至于被挤出去的人
As for those who were squeezed out,
后来怎样，系统并不关心。
Later, the system didn't matter.
最后你会看到一个非常残酷的事实。
Finally, you will see a very cruel fact.
每一层都能说自己没错。
Each layer can say that it is wrong.
政策说重视教育，学校说为了升学率。
Policy emphasizes education, schools say for higher graduation rates.
老师说不布置。
Teacher said not to assign.
你考不好。
You failed.
家长只能说大家都这样。
Parents can only say that everyone is doing this.
所有压力最终都落在孩子身上。
All the pressure ultimately falls on the children.
所以当你意识到作业并不是为了让人成长
So when you realize that homework isn't meant to help you grow,
而是为了占用全部精力和时间
Instead, to occupy all energy and time.
那你就看清了结构的本身
Then you've seen the structure itself.
真正值得警惕的
What deserves our attention?
从来不是不努力的孩子
I've never been a lazy child.
而是那些还保留了判断力
Instead, those who still retain their judgment
意义感和内在节奏的孩子
Meaningful and rhythmic children.
因为这些东西是这个系统最难管理
Because these things are the most difficultto manage in this system.
也最不需要的。
The most unnecessary.
如果你听懂了这一点
If you understand this,
你就不会再轻易被吃苦。
You will no longer be easily burdened.
就是成长这句话绑架了。
This sentence, growing up, is a trap